Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
10 quotes from Reading the Bible with the Founding Fathers. For any students of American history or of the role the Bible has played in affecting world affairs, Reading the Bible with the Founding Fathers is an eye-opening book. I've shared a link to read my full book review. Following an extensive survey of American political literature from 1760 to 1805, political scientist Donald S. Lutz reported that the Bible was referenced more frequently than any European writer or even any European school of thought, such as the Enlightenment or Whig intellectual traditions. Indeed, the Bible accounted for about one-third of all citations in his sample. According to Lutz, Deuteronomy is the most frequently cited book, followed by Montesquieu's The Spirit of the Laws. St. Paul is cited about as frequently as Montesquieu and William Blackstone, the two most cited secular authors, and Deuteronomy is cited almost twice as often as all of John Locke's writings put together. Daniel Dreisbach. The founders often quoted the Bible without the use of quotation marks or citations, which were not necessary for a biblically literate society, but the absence of which fails to alert a biblically illiterate modern audience to the Bible's invocation. Daniel Dreisbach. Increasing unfamiliarity with the Bible makes it harder and harder for Americans to understand their origins and their mores, or to put words to their experiences. Lacking knowledge of the Bible, Americans are likely to be literally inarticulate, unable to relate themselves to American life and culture as a whole. Wilson Carey McWilliams. Knowledge of the Bible and its place in the American experience, in short, helps Americans better understand themselves and their history. Daniel Dreisbach. In regard to this great book, I have but to say, it is the best gift God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are to be found portrayed in it. Abraham Lincoln. The Bible has had a literary influence not because it has been considered as literature, but because it has been considered as the report of the Word of God. T.S. Eliot. William Tyndale, who was the first to translate the Bible into English from the original Hebrew and Greek, can be rightly called the father of the King James Bible. Approximately 80% of his Old Testament and 90% of his New Testament were adopted by the King James translators. There is much truth in the remark that, without Tyndale, no Shakespeare. It is also true that, without Tyndale, no King James Bible. Without the King James Bible, Alistair McGrath observed, there would have been no Paradise Lost, no Pilgrim's Progress, no Handel's Messiah, no Negro Spirituals, and no Gettysburg Address. Without this Bible, the culture of the English-speaking world would have been immeasurably impoverished. Daniel Dreisbach. The size of the vocabulary found in the King James Bible is not extensive. William Shakespeare, it is estimated, used between 15 and 20,000 different words. Milton's verse draws on a lexicon of about 13,000 words. The Old Testament in the Hebrew and Aramaic has approximately 5,600 words. The New Testament in the Greek has around 4,800 words. In the entire King James Bible, by contrast, there are only about 6,000 different words, according to one accounting. Daniel Dreisbach. The opinion that human reason, left without the constant control of divine laws and commands, will preserve a just administration, secure freedom and other rights, restrain men from violence of laws and constitutions, and give duration to a popular government, is as chimerical as the most extravagant ideas that enter the head of a maniac. Where will you find any code of laws among civilized men in which the commands and prohibitions are not founded on Christian principles? I need not specify the prohibition of murder, robbery, theft, and trespass. Every wise code of laws must embrace the main principles of the religion of Christ. John Adams. moral principles and precepts contained in the Scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws. These principles and precepts have truth, immutable truth, for their foundation, and they are adapted to the wants of men in every condition of life. They are the best principles and precepts because they are exactly adapted to secure the practice of universal justice and kindness among men, and of course, to prevent crimes, war, and disorders in society. No human laws dictated by different principles from those in the gospel can ever secure these objects. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. For instructions then in social, religious, and civil duties, resort to the Scriptures for the best precepts and most excellent examples of imitation. Noah Webster.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.